Maximum of two people can book a holiday in our country home in Mid Wales. The house is on a sheep farm in Cumber, just south of the Brecon Beacons, surrounded by wooded mountains. You will be staying in a 17th century farmhouse which has 3 foot thick dry stone walls. You will be accompanied by the artists, who will be willing to talk on all subjects. The cost is £70 per person per week. Food is not provided. However, there are excellent cooking facilities. Contact the Reindeer Work address for reservations and further information. We want a round 3 foot high conference table, as well as two swivel chairs to go with it. We want two houses or flats in either Arnhem or Amsterdam in Holland. They must each have at least two bedrooms, a living room, bathroom, and kitchen. Anyone who knows of such places should contact the Reindeer Work address. A pair of roller skates in its new condition, made by Jacko Skates with tilt suspension. Price is £10.50. Will fit any size foot. All prices include postage and packing. This black cowhide soft-backed silk-lined briefcase from Harvey Nichols, Knightsbridge, costs £47.50. It has two inner pockets, which take size A4 papers, as well as a gold look lock with key and plastic identity panel containing a 1978, 79, 80, and 81 calendar card.
This recording is about a simple form of relaxation which you can use as a self-help method against the effect of stress and fatigue. Everyone can learn it to some degree, everyone. And you'll soon be able to recognize unnecessary muscle tension and to release it, and then apply this to daily living situations. I think there are several reasons why it's worthwhile learning to relax, and the first is to do with fatigue. You're much more tired at the end of the day if you always hold muscles tense and tight when there's no need. Then it's a useful way of dealing with the effects of the stresses and strains of everyday life.
We want a small portable TV come cassette radio, which we can use on tour. This 3 degrees record is for sale at £4.95. A Gamble Huff sample of the Philadelphia sound. We don't know if this beautiful 19th century chair is for sale. However, we can put you in touch with its owner and suggest that the starting price should be about £250.
Now I'll help you with 5 minutes relaxing sitting in a chair. If you're in an upright office type chair, sit well back so that your thighs and back are well supported. Or if you like, lean forward and rest your head on your arms on the table. But these instructions for those sitting upright. If you have a comfortable armchair, sit well back, and you may need a firm cushion in the small of your back. It'll depend on your shape and the kind of chair. It's a help to have some support for your head and neck, too. Let your feet rest on the ground just underneath your knees. Shake your hands as a reminder of relaxation, then rest them on your lap with one hand cradled in the other, facing towards you, or let them rest on the arms of the chair. Close your eyes softly, and if it helps you, take 2 or 3 calm breaths like this. Breathe out first, then breathe in, letting your lower ribs expand and your tummy muscles rise. Hold it a moment. Then breathe out and relax as you do it. Do it again. Breathe in. Hold it a moment. And then relax even further as you breathe out. That's it. You do it in the time that suits you best. When you're fully relaxed, your breathing is gentle and shallow, but this is a help at the beginning. Now forget about your breathing, and we'll think about each part of your body in turn. Think first about the toes of your left foot. Just make sure they're not screwed up or moving. And then the whole of your left leg, so that those muscles are soft and relaxed, and your thighs roll outwards a little when they're relaxed. Then the other foot.
This buffalo painting, measuring 2 foot by 1 foot by 6 inches, has been sold to Simon Loxton, an animator for Cucumber Studios, for £100, so it's no longer available. We want to be given a lot of things, like records, dinners out, and clothes. But most of all, we want people to say things about us. So write to us and say what we are. You will receive a reply as long as you include a stamped, addressed envelope.
That's it. You do it in the time that suits you best. If you're in an upright office-type chair, sit well back so that your thighs and back are well supported.
I want someone to tell me where Roger Horner and his wife Mandy live so that I can visit them. I know they live somewhere near Cambridge and that he now sells agricultural machinery, but no more than that. Gail Avalon, the second Swinburne, used to live in London until one day when he was escorted to the railway station and got out on a train to Southampton. If anyone knows where he is now living, please contact the Reindeer Work address. One thing I've always wanted is an all-in-one quilted ski pant and jacket suit. I'm 5'7" tall, and I don't mind if all you've got is a second-hand ski suit.
Now, keep relaxed, open your eyes, and look round. Then, have a stretch and a deep breath, perhaps a yawn, and now you're ready and alert again.
I've got 2 pieces of paper measuring roughly 1 inch square, which have been drawn on by a kid of 3. They were given to me by a woman in Belgium. I'm selling them for £1. I've also got 5 paintings by some 8-year-old kids, which cost £5 each. I have a large padded bag filled with objects, which range from lighters to a 19th century coffee pot that people gave me in Belgium. This collection is called the Mathematics Park, and it costs £150. We have 7 houseplants at £7 each inclusive. Alternatively, you may buy 2 foot by 1 foot by 6 inch black and white photos of these plants for £30 each. They have all been dry-mounted on board. It is best for reindeer work if customers come to our homes and transact business there, as we are always curious to meet people. We have a selection of popular books for sale, all of which are authenticated by us and cost £1.50 each. Cogan's Trade by George V. Higgins, another gripping plunge into Boston's underworld. This is real crime, with its chanciness, its rawness, carelessly dirty talk, tape recorder true, The Times. Talking with Horses, the international bestseller, which marks a sensational breakthrough in animal communication, by Henry Blake. The Mystery of Atlantis, by the best-selling author of The Bermuda Triangle, Charles Berlitz. Not a legend, but fact. Orca, a novel by Arthur Herzog, author of The Swarm, The Killer Whale, the most feared monster of the deep. Massive jaws and savage teeth geared to a powerful intelligence. The killer whale is the only creature, apart from man, who kills for vengeance. A passionate novel of far-out sexuality called Trick or Treat by Ray Connolly, author of Stardust. Trick or Treat is a frank, outspoken novel about erotic game-playing and romantic taboos. But above all, it is a story of sinister sexual manipulation. An autobiography from Henry Cooper. Asked to provide a thick piece review in The Guardian, Richard Burton was given the opportunity to say publicly what so many people have thought and said in private. This is one of the best books of its kind I have ever read, even perhaps the best. Red Rum by Ivor Herbert. A real-life racing thriller. Ivor Herbert's classic story of a steeplechasing superstar. David Niven's Bring On the Empty Horses. The number one international bestseller. Might easily be the best book written about Hollywood. New York Times. Hilariously readable. Sunday Telegraph.
Do it again. In. And you hold it. And then relax as you breathe out.
Dirk Larson and Tom Pucky will come to your home or center and perform and talk for £250 per day, plus travel costs. Alternatively, they will come and just stay at your home and talk to you about things in general for £25 per day each, plus traveling expenses. You are welcome to come and stay at their homes in London for £20 per night per person, where they will talk to you about their various interests, as well as showing you some of their own work. We have an as new pair of ladies' knee-length dark brown leather boots with crepe soles, made by Bilbo. English size 5.5, for sale at £37. Remember, every December the 17th, Reindeer Work hold an annual dinner in London. The cost is £5.50 per person, inclusive. It is never too early or late to apply for tickets for the next dinner. We have 3 bent cane coat hangers from Heels. 1 plain, 1 red, and the other green. Perfect presents, costing £6 for the 3. A package of 6 love letters, written in 1970, still in the original envelopes. £6 each, or £30 for the pack. Other assorted single letters are also available.
Now, close your eyes softly, and we'll think about each part of your body in turn. Think first about the toes of your left foot. Just make sure you're not screwing them up or waggling them. And your ankle feels as if it's dangling at the end of your leg. And now the muscles of your left leg. If they're relaxed and you're lying on your back, your legs roll outwards a little, and the muscles are soft and relaxed, and they're really resting. Now the other leg, your toes, and your ankle, and now the whole of that leg, with the muscles soft and relaxed, and the floor is doing all the supporting so that they don't need to work at all.
The intending purchaser who cannot visit London may obtain an authenticated photo of the product by sending a crossed postal order for £2 made out to Tom Puckey. The photo will be received by return of post.
Now, close your eyes softly, and we'll think about each part of your body in turn.
A transport blue plastic Star Wars gun that shoots sparks and makes appropriate sounds when it fires. Price £2.50. 1 pair of yellow leather polish shoes, size 7, in a hardly worn condition, with white laces and gold look lace rings, priced £8.50. A Belgian reversible nylon bomber jacket, extremely warm, with elasticated collar and cuffs. One side is olive green and the other red. Price £14.75. We have a slightly used Polaroid Land camera. This Super Swinger, which takes black and white instant photos. The cost is £9.50.
Now let your face relax. It means letting the expression come off your face. Your teeth are not together and your jaw is in the relaxed position. And your cheeks are quite soft. And then your forehead is relaxed. And it will feel as if it's a little wider than before, and a little higher than before. If you find it difficult to relax your eyes, just imagine yourself looking at something far in the distance. Visualize something far in the distance.
I have neurotic habits. I rub the skin off my hands into little round pellets. I strip off the covers of cigarette paper packets and twist them into tight screws. I peel the skin off my lips and bite my nails. All these bits are collected in a screw-top jar. I'm willing to sell them as fuel. I only have one jar, and it costs £12.50.
And now, instead of thinking of yourself in parts, you just have this all-over sensation of letting go. Some people feel guilty at letting go. Well, I'm asking you to now, and just to enjoy the feeling of letting muscles relax. Because when they are, you begin to feel peaceful and comfortable, and you really are resting. We'll have half a minute like that to begin with.
For all purchases, please send money orders made out to Dirk Larson at the Reindeer Work address. The goods advertised are the one and only products of their kind, having already been used by the artists as part and parcel of their lives. Each comes with a note of authenticity, signed and dated. There is only one of each product.
I won't interrupt you again, so that you can go on relaxing for as long as you wish, and sleep if you need it. When you've finished, you'll stretch and sit up slowly, and you'll feel fully refreshed, with an inner quiet that helps you to cope with the stresses and strains of modern life.
This side of the tape is your Reindeer Work order form. No business will be entered into by Reindeer Work concerning the products advertised unless the order is recorded by the purchaser on this side. The tape may be posted back to Reindeer Work, who will record an affirmation of the sale, and then return both goods and tape to the sender. All money orders must be made out to Dirk Larson, spelt D-I-R-K-L-A-R-S-E-N, and sent to 19 Morehouse Road, M-O-O-R-H-O-U-S-E, R-O-A-D, London, W-2, England. Money orders must be cleared by our bank before the goods can be dispatched, so expect a 14-day delay after posting before you receive your order. Please record your order after I clap my hands. Thank you.